I have a friend. My friend is here tonight. His name is Jeff. If you don't know who Jeff is, he's the gentleman at the back doing the sound. And one day, Jeff and I both work at Northwind Family Ministries. Jeff was coming around in the morning, and he went through the common area and back into this office. And I heard him back in the office rummaging around and was thinking to myself, hey, I should just stand outside the office door, and when he comes out, I'm going to go, boo! And as I listened to Jeff, Jeff doesn't know I'm telling this story. He doesn't know what I'm telling, I should say. As I listen to Jeff, he's in the office, and I hear him kind of groaning and like, oh. And he's like got this key, and he's like fiddling around with stuff. And then he comes out, and he walks to the door, and I go, boo! And as they say, I scared the daylights out of Jeff. I don't know if he would agree with me, but I like to think I scared the daylights out of Jeff. Our story tonight is one of an enormous scare or this enormous boo from heaven. If you've got a Bible, you can open up with me to Luke chapter 2, and Lani read that passage of scripture for us. Now, Luke chapter 2 is this incredible story of the angel showing up to the shepherds. Do you ever think about life and you think about this fact that some people think that, you know, there's a demon behind every bush or there's like this spiritual reality that is kind of negative. But do you ever pause to remember that there is something amazing, something in the spiritual realm, like in this story, the angels show up and it's incredible. Do you stop to consider that? The scripture tells us that there were shepherds living in the field, or they were out in the fields nearby keeping watch over their flocks at night. Now, to keep watch over your flock meant that you were taking shifts. Some guys were awake and some were sleeping. These shepherds were looked down on by the people of the day. They were kind of, you know, the social outcast kind of people. Nobody really liked these shepherds or trusted these shepherds. They were the humble, the poor people. And it's the angel of the Lord that appeared to these people, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. This is what I'm calling the heavenly boo. They were terrified. I did a Google search looking for the word angel. When you Google search the word angel, what do you think shows up? It's little babies in white. Or else it's ladies in white with wings. But the biblical image of angels is something quite different. The biblical image of angels is something that looks a lot more human, a lot more like you and I. And somehow, for some reason, this night, the greatest birthday of all nights, by the way, we're still celebrating this birthday 2,000 plus years later. That must have been a very significant birthday. These angels show up. First of all, it's the angel, Gabriel, and he has a message. The ancient Hebrews, when they looked at the stars and when they thought about the skies, we in our culture look at the skies and we see the stars and we think, oh, that's just a gas ball, like a fiery flame. But the ancient Hebrews, when they looked at the sky, they saw something a lot more divine. They connected those stars with living creatures, with beings. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, you are the Lord, you alone. You made the heavens, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve all of them, and the host of heaven worships you. And so the ancient Hebrews, when they saw the stars, they thought of creatures worshiping God. And these angels or these beings kind of, their realm was in the sky, and they came kind of out of the sky, and every once in a while they would show up. Tonight on this birthday, they showed up. In Job chapter 38, God is speaking. He says, Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you know so much, who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations, and who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Just before the story that we read here, there are some men called the wise men or the magi. And you know what they did to find the baby Jesus? They followed a star. And the star leads them to the town of Bethlehem and to the baby Jesus. So all that I'm pointing out to us tonight is that if you and I could see beyond this thin air that's here, we would see something spiritual. We would see angels and spiritually created beings here. And on this birthday night, they appeared. And this angel says to these shepherds, these people that nobody cares about, that are, you know, they're too low for anything important to happen to. They say, the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior, the one who delivers from grave danger, the one who saves us from ourselves, from our own destruction, the one who takes the righteous wrath of God so that we do not need to be punished, the one who restores us to proper relationship with God. This Christ, says the angel, he has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the anointed one. He is the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying where? In a manger. This Messiah, this Son of God in human flesh, exposing himself to vulnerability, to pain, to fear. This one angel is here talking to these shepherds, telling them this message. Boom! Next thing you know, there's not one angel, there's a whole heavenly host of angels praising God. And no, it wasn't in the palace. And no, it wasn't where in the churches. It was in the field. And where was Jesus? In the stable with Joseph and Mary. Mary, a 13 to 16-year-old teenager. Why was God doing things in an upside-down kind of way? With Joseph the carpenter? Not Joseph the pastor, Joseph the carpenter. You think about those shepherds that nobody really cared about. You think about the very fact that Joseph and Mary, the only reason they're in Bethlehem is because the ruler of the day has said everyone needs to be counted, which means everybody's flocking to different towns, their hometown, to be counted. Everything is inconvenient and nothing actually is making sense. And yet, the angels are there. And there's a phrase that I heard from Steve Bell recently, an amazing musician and theologian. And he says, "You'll often find God in the places where your back is against the wall." You'll often find God in places where your back is against the wall. And for myself, I think it would be true to say that the greatest times that I have seen God breaking into my life are when I have been kneeling, or when my life has been in trouble and I have kneeled down and I have asked God for help. It reminds me of a story I'm listening to of Immaculée, cannot pronounce her last name, but Immaculée survived the Rwandan genocide. You might say to me, "Why are you talking about a genocide on Christmas Eve?" But I have to remind you of something. On Christmas Eve, or shortly thereafter, there was a genocide in this story. When the wise men had come into town, they had gone to the ruler and said, "We're looking for the baby, this baby." He said, "What? This baby?" And they said, "Yes, this baby is going to be a king." And he fooled them and he said, "Hey, by the way, I want to worship this king." But in his head, he was thinking, "I want to kill this baby before this baby becomes a king." And so the wise men leave and they find the baby. And in a dream, they're warned not to return to this king Herod. And this King Herod decides when he realizes that he's been outwitted, he says, shoot, I am going to go and kill every baby under 2 years old in the town of Bethlehem. And so going back to Immaculate's story, she survived the Rwandan genocide. And it's incredible listening to her as she goes through just this time in her life where everything is making sense. Her whole family dies. And the only thing that brings her this peace in the midst of this trouble is that Jesus is with her. And she describes the tangible presence of God. And so I'm returning to what that Steve Bell gentleman taught me. Her back was against the wall and Christ was there. Is your back against the wall tonight? Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Peace. The Greek word is eirene for that. It is this peace that's not just the absence of conflict, but it's this peace that rebuilds and heals and restores. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Let's go, guys. Tonight is a birthday night. The greatest birthday of all time. Are we running off to tell someone about the birth of Jesus? Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Tonight, on the birthday of all nights, do our hearts swell in praise to this God? Do they burst like the shepherds? Are we going to tell someone? Are we bursting? Are we going to go do this thing? Tonight, we lit the Christ candle. That is the center one in the four candles here. Tonight is the greatest of all nights. Tonight is the greatest. Jesus is this great good news to us. He is this Messiah, this anointed one, who becomes the great connector between us and God, who bears the wrath for all our wrongdoing and our sins, the one who becomes our Savior, the one who suffers and dies. Christ was born. Jesus, who brings peace. Is your life lacking that peace tonight? That rebuilding kind of peace? Christ was born. Tonight, are you among the poor, the socially unaccepted, the normal, the teenagers, the carpenters, the shepherds, in the places where there is lack, in the mangers, the stables, the senseless census? Do you feel unloved, unnoticed, unimportant? Christ was born. In your life, is your back against the wall? Are you poor, poor in spirit, weeping, meek, hungering, and thirsting for righteousness? Christ was born. Take heart. You will be comforted, called children of God. You will inherit the earth. You will be filled. You will see God. You will be given the kingdom of God. Does Christmas tonight hurt? Does it remind you of the family that's meant to be or that once was? The way that Christmas ought to be? Take heart. Christ was born. There will be a day when there are no more broken Christmases. Jesus is making a new heaven and a new earth where there is no more sin or sorrow or pain or sickness, where the Christmas joy is everlasting. But for tonight, remember this. On this birthday night, the angels burst forth. The invisible became visible. The heavenly host shouted in praise. So don't think for a moment that those angels, that the Spirit of God isn't just barely invisible right now. If you could see this, these spiritual beings would be worshiping God. They are worshiping God right now. So tonight, remember that if your back is against the wall, remember that Christ is there. Get close to the shepherds, the young, the old, the poor, the forgotten, the elderly people, and see God break through. I look around all of us gathered together, and I think of people from every single walk of life, different social, you know, settings, and I see us gathered together. Why? Because Christ is born. I'm going to call the band up at this time. We're going to sing a song called Silent Night. We're going to, if you don't have a candle at this time, make sure you go to the back and get a candle from Janine. And everyone should have a candle, and we're going to sing a song called Silent Night. And as we light this candle, I want us to remember two things. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Tonight, as we light these candles, let's worship God unreservedly. Like those heavenly hosts, may we participate in the same joy that these heavenly hosts had. May we abandon ourselves to Jesus tonight. Christ was born. May we rejoice in the fact that we are needy tonight. We are needy. It is the most likely place that Christ will break through. And so tonight, don't think you're too young or too old or too unimportant or too unloved or too unnoticed to be used to God. You never know. The angels may break through tonight. And finally, get with the needy. Bless them. Christ is there in those places. And as the scriptures say, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. You can stand with us. And I have a couple people in the room that are going to start lighting the candles.